Welcome back to another episode of the Juan Javian Wizard Gang D&D Live Play Podcast. We have Patreon, Twitter, Discord. What else do we have, guys? That's all?
Yep.
We also have a podcast. Bet you didn't know that.
You can watch your podcast on most platforms.
Yeah, almost everything now. What else can we do? Where we left... The phone just unplugged. It's time for another scrapey slam. So where we left off, let's think.
I was about to go into...
Yeah, we're just doing stores and shopping and stuff, you know.
I'm in Steam and Steel.
Get, we'll start off from Peyton. Oh, let's do characters again. Lyle.
I am Erwin Sickle.
Jacob.
I am Alasdair.
Yep.
I'm Loikrin.
Yeah.
Dracon.
Grand Elf.
And Ian.
Balthlazar.
Loris Mimidathy. where are you going, Peyton?
The bookstore.
Bookstore, okay. So, the front of this bookstore is adorned with a charming sign of a gold dragon curled around a treasure hoard of books and scrolls. Inside, the shop is decorated with beautiful hardwood, and an earthy scent of old books permeates the air. The library fills two floors of this three-story building, and it somehow seems to contain more shelves in the building than it should be able to hold. The shop is managed by a short dragonborn of gold dragon. Of gold dragon ancestry named Rachel. The page turner, who lives on the third floor. Yeah. Wow. And also, we should get all this stuff going on.
Is it a male?
So, oh, Peyton, there's going to be...
Shush.
Like, don't even start the skin, dude.
Don't so, even.
There's also going to be another guy in there. Let's see. Where is he? I got to do a little bit of page flipping.
Oh, yeah, Mr. Crib.
Yeah. Sorry.
Oh, yeah, Mr. Crib.
Anything you would want to think about when you enter the store? See, like, a bunch of books and stuff everywhere. Like, everywhere there's books.
You guys gonna look under a certain section?
Yeah, any plans?
Topic.
What kind of book would Dracon read?
Spell books.
No.
Jeroen can't read a spell book.
Words.
So you're saying he just opens a spell book and just. Words.
Oh, yeah. There's someone outside.
Jordan, I don't outside. Need to look at spell books to be able to.
There's someone walking towards your house.
It's
a FedEx guy.
Wait,
never mind.
They can hear us. Wait.
The window. Hello, FedEx!
So you know how, like, there's other level 1 spells for my character to learn?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How
would I learn those?
Oh, wait, what?
How would I learn the other level 1 spells other than the other?
I think your god just transmutes, like, just gives it to you.
No, like, the other than the two.
You would have to pay the 50 gold an hour and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Except for, since you don't get to choose your school, it still costs full price no matter what.
Yeah.
So, it would not. Yeah, that it's not a very good method.
I want to go in and ask them if they have any jobs that I can do.
Well, I've got a lot of books. If you know anything specific, I really don't pay. I only accept donations. And as, like, they're talking to you, a snake with wings is just going to zoom in and just kind of, like, tap you in the back of the head. And it's going to, like, pretty much glue this message to you really quickly. Like, it's like warm wax. It's just going to stick to you. And it's going to zoom out. It doesn't, yeah. The message reads, "Want to be a part of something big? Speak to Dave Sarsung, the Yawning Portal." That's just you. Nobody else knows about that.
All right, I'm going to go back to the yawn.
You're just going to leave?
Yeah.
Upon that, you go, wait, you want to finish our conversation?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah. Anyway, I really only accept donations. I love books. This place is pretty cool. I do usually do spells, but there's lots of learning. We got books about pretty much anything here, including lots of Waterdeep history. But considering you're a dragon, as am I, we've got a whole section dedicated to dragons. With a smile.
I smile back.
Nice.
I smile back. The way he said
he's just gonna kind of like shuffle away. I'll let somebody else go now. Lyle, what do you want to do? You're in Steam and Steel, right?
Hey, yep. Yo, sir,
yeah,
okay.
So am I. I'm with Lyle.
Okay, so as you guys are walking to Steam and Steel... This.
I wanted to meet up with them and then join them.
Okay, so all three of you guys are going to Steam and Steel. Okay, that's convenient.
I'm also going.
All four of you.
Aren't you helping with the?
Oh yeah, no, I'm helping. Yeah,
you guys are kind of stuck for a bit in like action. And so all four of you guys are going to Steam and Steel.
Yeah.
Okay, so as you go on the way there, let's see, there's, oh my gosh, I'm sorry, I'm just introducing a bunch of NPCs. Hold up.
Okay, now Michael, make another satellite in a few minutes, okay. That's cool.
So, this guy, he's just gonna walk up to you. He's wearing blue and brown cloak. He's just gonna go, like, he's gonna walk up to the party. Hey, are you the guys who owns this building? He's gonna point over to, you know, your guys' place.
Manor. Yeah.
Obviously, the building's obviously under construction.
I asked, why do you wanna know?
Well, it looks like you guys are pretty good. I trust you. Would you guys be doing to do some work? It's for the Lord's Alliance. We're kind of like the police here. Not really a bad thing. Just we work for him, and it comes with some rewards as well.
Oh, I'll join.
I'll do it. I have a question.
What is it that this Demon Steel place sells?
They sell water and fire. You know? You're not in there right now.
No, I just want
to
know.
You'll have to find out what's going on there.
What do they sell?
Steam and steel.
They sell steam. But,
so, like, you guys can each give your own individual responses. He trusts you all, and he's human, male, is standing. He's a little pretty tall, not very tall.
Can I ask him if he has any metal bed frames?
I don't sell anything. I'm part of the Lord's Alliance. I'm here to try to recruit you guys.
No, like, Zoran, whatever.
You're in the steel store.
No, you're not. You're on your way to the steel store. Oh, you can't buy pants at the soup store.
Why are you at the soup store?
It was just
fuck
soup.
Fuck you.
Anyway, you guys can each individually decide to accept or decline.
I'm going to ask, like, what? The rewards, like what rewards?
Well, it revolves either going up ranks in our community or sometimes money. Maybe money? Probably not money? Oh, yes, money, yes.
Yes, money.
Okay. you guys got anything to say?
Yes.
Okay, so you accept.
I accept.
Okay.
What are the type of things we have to do?
Sure.
Okay.
You gotta steal from children and collect tax.
He's gonna hand you guys this kind of, not like a bounty, but a gang war is causing unrest throughout the city. We've offered protection to the members of the Dung Sweepers Guild. You have been assigned to protect a group of them. Meet them in the Mew Skull Tavern on Ship Street in the Dock Wharf at 6 bells and guard them, while they work. Do this every day for 10 days.
I can do that.
So he just wants you guys to, like, guard these, people as they work for a little bit, because the gangs have been kind of, like, attacking them. So just for a while, then you get, that's all he really wants you guys to do right now.
Alright.
Yeah.
I'll do it.
I want to go in that store.
Okay, and now you guys are going to go in the store, so you'll accept, he goes, thank you, and you'll bow and leave. So, Steam and Steel.
Give me a second. So right now,
Yeah, there's still stuff that's going on. What's going on? You want to make?
I'm gonna go make some food because I'm hungry.
So, during daylight hours, smoke and steam billow from the many windows around this indoor forge where metal weapons, armor, and tools are made. The forge is owned and operated by a married couple, a fire genocide named Embrick and a water genocide named Avi.
I don't have any more.
Both are members of the most careful order of skilled smiths and metal forgers. Yeah. And so they're sitting there. They're kind of both sitting around this sword. One is hitting it with steam while the other one hits it with a fire, and that's kind of how their duo works, and that's why it's steam and steel. Because fire and water make steam, and they make weapons and stuff. They sell stuff as well. They've got lines of just kind of weapons and stuff on racks with prices attached to them on parchments of paper. When you walk in, one of them looks over to you and goes, hello, welcome to our store.
I'm going to ask them, do you sell any metal, like, furniture, like, metal bed frames?
I don't really sell a lot of furniture and stuff. I could make something for you, perhaps, if you kind of give us the idea of what you want. So you just want a metal bed frame?
I want a metal bed frame that can fit a person that's, like, 6'3", 6'4"-ish.
Okay.
You want multiple.
You want only one bed frame?
Yeah, for myself.
No, dude, you need multiple demand.
Yeah, but I want one for myself, and I don't
need like an 8-foot bed frame.
So you're gonna request bed frames for everybody?
Yeah.
That won't take much. I've got scrap metal anyway. No, I say about 10 silver. That's really cheap to make bed frames.
I'll give him like...
No, not even 10 silver. It's like 2 silver as bed frames. Yeah, for 2 silver, I'll do it for you.
Sure.
For everyone?
Yeah, just enough bed frames for everyone. All right. There's really no reason to charge you guys a lot for that.
I have a singular silver
poison. Yeah, so along these walls is anything. Every single weapon that is non-magical. All metal weapons, armor, and shields.
They're like player's handbook.
Let's think, Lyle. Let's review. If I say all metal weapons, armor, and shields, would there be a great axe? Yeah.
Why do you want to buy your armor? You're a rogue.
I don't know.
Alright, the rogue uses it too.
Look at the player's handbook and tell me what you want.
Disadvantage on stealth checks.
What?
Jade, you open the armor page in the handbook. I mean, two-handed weapons aren't very good for
you. Don't get
around.
Disadvantage on stealth checks with two-handed weapons. You get armor that gives you disadvantage.
Yeah. Don't worry, my stealth is already minus one, so
also,
I don't even try it myself.
If your character is small, you get disadvantage.
I'm just gonna kick down the door
with
6'3".
Yeah, he's 6'3". Okay. Yeah, so you're gonna go look around for armor.
Yeah.
Just look through the player's handbook and... Yeah. Peyton, what are you doing right now? I forgot.
I'm going back to the tavern.
Okay, so tavern. Okay, so now I know where you're going. Now ask Caleb.
I'm gonna, like,
Where are you looking for, Peyton?
Who was the name of
that? Well, I expect you to write it down.
I did.
We should
I don't
go there
write
as
everything
a group.
Down. It takes too long.
It's more of a specific thing.
I should sell the note, though, with me.
You still do have the note. Davil Starstrong. Starsong.
I want to look for him. Or is he the bartender?
Oh, I couldn't go to...
He's not the... Bartender is Dernan, a.k.a. our Twitter profile picture.
Alright, I want to go look for the guy
on the house.
Okay.
I'll be right back. I gotta make a phone call.
Okay.
Bye, Ian.
So I got the house covered. Don't worry about it. I go up to the...
Why are you in my magic deck set?
Hey, is this guy been in
here? Dylan?
Oh, no, you see him. Just give
me a second. Why are you sniffing through my decks?
So, as you walk in, of course, Yawning Portal's crowded as usual with singing in the background and ales sitting together. You'll see a man who's medium. He's a human. Brown hair. He's wearing a kind of... black, not really leather, but cloth jacket with a blue shirt, and he's reading a book.
I got your message.
Who asked for that? Wait, you have my message?
Yeah.
Give me a second.
The flying snake thing that...
Well, it's because I've got a mission for you. Would you be willing to take it?
Sure.
Okay.
Wait, what does it entail?
We have people for... Say we have, like, multiple people.
Well, it's kind of, dirty work, I'd like to say. Not really much that...
What do I do?
You're awful good.
Yeah, roll for personality check. I guess you can...
That's a 9. Now I'm evil.
Yeah, exactly. We hear that the Zents are paying gangs in the field war to attack the suspected Xanathar guild members. Fights are breaking out in the ward daily. Stop a fight before it happens. We need to send a message that these thugs won't... to these thugs that further allegations won't be tolerated. You must visit field ward.
Are they like... Am I fighting the... bad people, or
you're
like,
this. I'm part of the black network.
Would you throw it?
All right, so good.
What mental state did that?
Good that he's part of the black network.
No, wait. Who would I be fighting though?
Xanathar Guild, kind of members of those. That's what. That's
the floor.
They keep attacking our gang members, so we're just gonna.
Are the Xanathar like?
We just want you to stop a fight from breaking out. We can't keep losing guys.
All right. Where do I gotta go?
Yeah, somewhere around Field Ward. Okay. So that's gonna stop there. Now we'll go back to Kale. Kale, what do you wanna do?
He still has the player's handbook, but whatever. I'm just, like, never mind. What do they sell there other than, like, weapons?
Pretty much everything, like armor, shields, all stuff made out of metal.
I wasn't really done though. I was gonna ask him when will the fight break out.
He doesn't know when a fight's gonna break out.
Just be there.
Yeah, just be there. Check out that place.
I was looking for like an adventurer's shop, but I guess.
Adventure shop? Oh, well, technically, archetype of an adventure shop is kind of split out throughout each of these individual buildings.
Okay.
Kind of, what are you looking for?
I'm just looking for, like, stuff that would, like rope or something.
Like a general store?
Rope or, like, a grappling hook.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that, Bent Nail would sell kind of general stuff.
Okay, I need to go, I'll go there later. I need to go get those herbs.
Okay, so that's kind of your own mission. I'll just describe this to you. So you're going to just walk around down Undercliff and using this rope, you already have rope.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So you're just going to use the rope and climb down. I think I'll make an acrobatics check to see if you can climb back up without, like, getting damaged at all.
Okay. Give me the box.
He already has one.
I got a nat one.
Oh. So you just, after you, like, get done and collect all these, they have, like, a red kind of tint and they glow in the dark, and that's kind of why they're under cliff. So you're just going to grab all of them. And as you're climbing, your rope's gonna slip from the cliff, and I'll make you take 1d6 damage as you fall 10 feet. But after that, you're gonna, a person from above will be like, hello? Is anyone down there?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry to hear that you heard. I'll give you this rope. And so, they'll lay down a rope. It's kind of like, it's not really an old lady, but she's kind of middle-aged. Yeah, a middle-aged woman is gonna help pull you up.
Hmm.
See those herbs you got there? You planning on making anything?
Yeah, I was delivering it to the crown, like, the place.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense. Well, good luck. Yeah, so that's all you really have to do. Okay, back to Peyton. Peyton, what's going on?
Alright, so I'm gonna run. Where's Jaden?
He's with me.
I think you guys are done now.
Yeah, okay, we're done now. Jaden and I are just kind of walking around.
So, yeah, as he finishes up, the guy just hits the last couple nails. Goes, well, thanks for help. You guys were really fun. Yeah, I'm just assuming you guys have regular conversations and stuff.
Gotta ask.
Mm-hmm.
Did we get through the roof? And if not, can I force me into pay for a letter to get
through? I say the work you paid for was him just fixing already broken things using the lumber and stuff you've already provided rather than bringing in new materials and stuff. So
roll for charisma. No.
No, you guys did not fix the roof using the money that he's provided.
Hey, you should share some of that for me, man.
They're talking about Pringles, by the way.
Alright, so I'm gonna run back to the house.
Okay, so you're gonna come back to the house.
And I'm gonna find Jay and say, hey,
we're not at the house.
You guys are at the house. You guys are working in the house.
Oh, I thought we were done working.
You guys just got done working. Like,
So say, Gandalf, we gotta go. Money.
What are you gonna say about that?
What money?
We're gonna pay to stop a fight, and by stop, I'm gonna kill some.
Oh my god.
Why?
Stop
bad
a
people.
Fight before it happens?
Yeah, I'm gonna stop a fight. Like, for money. Come on.
I drag Ian along.
Ian, you come with.
Can I make a charisma saving throw?
Yeah, I guess.
I have +3, so. I don't really want to.
Make a deception check.
Me? Make a deception check?
19, 22. Okay.
Alright, so deception I have. +2 in.
Hold on.
10.
Okay. Yeah, so you're fine. Yeah. You don't come with. Yeah.
Unless you want to, which
I'm
I don't
staying.
Know. Then you don't get a cut of
we
the money.
We already have
yet.
A job.
Wait. What kind of. Like, how much money is this?
I don't know, but we're getting paid.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, well, if you would have just said we were getting paid, I would have come with.
Oh, yeah,
well, too bad, we already left.
Okay, well, I'm just chilling at the house then, fine.
I'm still
hey,
on
guys,
skin
we
steel.
Need to relate to the rest of the party that, we need...
You guys are all on your
to
own
that,
mission, so
to that, yeah, to do that job.
No, actually, that was a side quest for only you four.
Oh, okay.
Like, for example, you didn't ask Peyton to do it. Peyton, yeah, you can bring those two guys along, and yeah, you will. You'll have to split the money with them.
I'm taking only Jin.
Okay. So, Jacob and Ezra, what are you guys doing?
We're still on Steam and Steel.
Oh, you guys are still on Steam and Steel? Did you decide to buy anything?
No, we got bed frames.
I might.
It'll take me about an hour or so to make all these bed frames. You guys can, we'll just deliver them to your house once we're done.
Alright. And I'm gonna go to the party and say, hey, let's go do, let's go.
We're all
parties what? All split up. You just do whatever you want.
Did I make
it? No, I'm gonna go to...
Can you press the space bar on my computer?
Yeah. Okay, yeah, I'll give you half. Thank you very much. And she'll...
Half price?
Yeah, half price. And she'll pluck these, like, all these ingredients into a bowl, and it'll immediately start, like, flash red and start bubbling a little bit. It should be done in a bit, but thank you. I already have a few health potions already.
Healing?
I don't need health potions anymore. I'm self-sufficient, or I can heal myself.
Okay, yeah.
You're so cool.
Yeah, I'll pay them. I'll kind of... Where's the money thing?
Yep. Yeah, so Lyle, what are you planning on doing? Because you can do whatever you want as long as it's within reason and within your character.
I haven't told him.
I was gonna go. Well,
too bad I haven't told you that though.
You guys are leaving the house right now, right?
I was gonna go.
So as Lyle walks,
I was gonna go to Jaden, Ezra, not Jaden, but Jacob, Ezra, and Caleb, because we had this mission we gotta do.
They all know about the mission.
Yeah.
Caleb is just going to his own area, so why would you tell them about something they all know about?
No, I was going to go.
You want to go, like,
30. I was going to go do it.
Rally them, okay.
What do you mean? I didn't tell them where it was.
No,
I just said there's a mission.
You guys have two missions right now.
What's theirs?
Split in half. They're going to go guard some dudes while they do their job. It's only for, like, an hour or so a day for 10 days. That's kind of the deal. And so, they're just going to guard some guys. And,
I'm gonna go tell him.
You have another hole. You're in it. You and Jaden. So right now this party's not really split up, but it's kind of like divided into two separate missions, which are both non-violent.
I'm here too.
Hey. Oh, non-violence.
Hey. Alex said what I wanted to burn.
Wait, I changed my mind. I want to go with Peyton. I'm gonna.
No, you already left. You can't.
I don't care.
You guys are still leaving the house. Where time is kind of frozen when I am not talking. What?
30 Jeff.
The 150.
Do you have that much money?
Yes, he does.
I have.
It's 150
five.
Silver.
He's just
gonna. I have like five.
He's
electric.
A warlock.
You will never use those. You
I have
never...
five electric.
You're a warlock.
But I'm proficient in like all simple weapons.
There's a books.
Oh,
there's
those
like
are
a spellcaster sword. You can
weapons.
Buy spell books there instead of buying.
Yeah, a warlock can't have a javelin.
A warlock can't have a javelin. Wait,
they don't need spell books. I'm the only class that needs a spellbook.
I'm proficient in all simple weapons.
Is a javelin a simple weapon?
No, it's a martial.
Yeah, I thought a javelin was a martial weapon. Simple
no,
weapon
simple,
is like clubs.
Simple melee weapon.
Yeah, simple melee.
Oh,
sure,
okay,
I guess. So you, for 150 GP, you're buying 30 javelins.
Silver.
Silver.
Oh, okay.
So I hand him...
It's 5 GP a javelin.
So you're going to go buy them?
I'll hand him two.
So you'll take this just thick bundle of javelins.
And silver pieces.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he said GP once, but it's fine. So, yeah, she'll go. Thank you very much for your purchase. But why are you buying so many javelins?
Don't worry about it. Just know I need them.
Can you explain to me why before I give you these many, like these many javelins?
Protection.
It's just like, it's just like I'm putting them in my turret.
See you, I guess.
I'm putting them in the turret.
A turret is like a building, Wayne. Oh, you can just what?
No, he sleeps up in the first room, middle night,
he's
just gonna start
eating
them
anyway.
That's so, Ezra, like, they will, never mind, dude, whatever.
Don't even.
So,
wait is a thing. Dale,
are you planning on buying any, help potions?
No, just, wait.
They're just
are
half
they
price.
The okay, then I'll buy...
They'll be half price forever now for you. Just for you, though.
Okay. I don't have that much ice. I have, 30... Five left.
Okay, yeah. And since
so I'm not. I have one. Now.
Since this building is glass, Lyle, you can see Caleb, like just chilling there in the at the herbal shop.
Yeah, I'm gonna pop my head in and say, Caleb, let's go do our mission.
Let's go do our thing. He says, yeah. You want to do that?
All right.
Okay. So now all four of you guys are kind of in a group. Now I'm gonna cut to Jaden, Peyton, and Ian. What's going on with you guys?
I'm gonna walk slower than
I'm
them.
I'm
still
going to the district.
Okay, everybody, who's coming with? What about you, Ian?
You
ain't
trying to follow us, I guess.
I'm not trying to follow you. I'm literally with you.
Okay.
Because,
so he's coming with you. So you guys are all going to go to Field Ward, I think? You guys say?
I changed my mind. I didn't know there was money in it, okay?
Yeah, you're only in this for the money.
So are you.
So are you,
yeah,
Dennis.
But I was the one that got it.
And?
Anyway, so it's in Field Ward. You guys want to walk around?
Yeah, let's just control thine area.
So as you're walking around Field Ward, you're just gonna see a few of like guys with tattoos just looking at you every once in a while with glances and leaving. And eventually, as you come to like not really an alley, yeah, pretty much an alleyway, about six of each type, Black Network and Xanathar guild members, are just yelling at each other with tons of like not really just like slanders and stuff, just yelling at each other. Not
racial slurs.
Did I say racial slurs? No. So they're yelling at each other, and it looks like something's about to go on. There's about the Xanathar guild members are pretty beefy dudes. They wear thin tunics and like they each carry a club, and the Black Network are kind of all medium sized and they have swords and stuff.
We have to stop this fight, correct?
You don't.
Yeah.
We're trying to stop.
You just have to stop.
They know you're not the police members because you have nothing to
indicate. I'm yelling for police.
Okay. No, you're don't start gang. Yelling.
No, yo, I'm not actually.
You start
that.
Yelling, okay. Police say all turn towards you.
So I'll let you guys
you
do what you want to do. They don't notice you right now.
Intimidation.
You're gonna walk in to say hello?
Yeah.
Just 12 of them.
Whose side are you on? What are you doing here?
I was paid to stop fights. I'm not on a side.
Yeah, you were. You're paid to stop fights by the Black Network.
What's the Black Network?
The Zents. Xanathar and Zents. Those are the two, like, gangs.
No, I'm speaking to the guys.
Oh, what's the Black Network?
Yeah.
You know, like, the guy who probably sent you here?
I just heard money and, you know, I came here.
So what are you doing here?
I'm trying to stop the fight.
Why are you trying to stop the fight? Just let us do our thing. And then the one guy's just gonna throw a pebble at you.
Alright, time to die.
Okay.
No, Peyton.
You gonna roll for initiative?
I'm not gonna help you take on 12 people.
I'm not gonna help you either.
I mean, you could've just rolled for intimidation.
Why don't you guys just stop fighting and I can go back to patrolling the streets?
Why are you patrolling the streets? Roll for charisma.
14.
Yep. So that's one skill check.
Did I pass?
So, no, so they'll calm down a little bit. Why are you patrolling the streets?
For money. to stop the fights.
He's gonna ask Jane or something. What? Can you explain what this guy's doing here?
All I was told is someone paid him to stop a fight. He literally gave me no more information than that, I'm afraid.
I'm just gonna look at Jane and nod my head.
The tattooed eye guys and look over at you and go, hey, you got any idea?
I'm gonna say, he just told me the same thing he told that guy.
We're just gonna take this somewhere else and all 12 of them, both teams, will just leave. they'll start walking away.
We didn't exactly stop the fight, we just moved it to a different location.
If you can't impress them with your intelligence, baffle them with your stupidity.
So, as they're like, yelling and stuff, they're just going like further down the street and they turn to the right, and then you just hear like a few like thuds of skin hitting skin with punches. Yeah, and more yelling and stuff will ensue.
I want to go over there and make sure no one dies. No one, anytime. No, I'm just going to wait for somebody to pull out a blade or something.
They're hitting each other with clubs, and the blades just haven't been pulled out yet. The blade. So the guys with the knives and stuff are your team, and they're getting beat up. Yeah. Mm. You just going to watch.
You have a sword and shield. You can just kind of stand in front of them.
A great sword. A great axe, I mean.
You can just yell.
Stop it. You still have a shield,
right? Alright, so, can you give the layout of,
oh, sure. Yeah.
The alleyway.
I haven't even used this yet.
Yeah, are we allowed to get into a fight?
You guys can. Oh, yeah. Perhaps, if, you play your cards wrong. Give me a second.
Believe in the heart of the cards.
You guys don't have any commentary to give them while I prepare this.
Well, I'm planning on, just stuff start
grab
starting
his dick
to
and twist it! You guys not know that meme?
No.
Grab his dick and twist it. Give him the good old dick twist. You guys seriously don't know that meme?
Join our Discord. Join the Discord.
Even though we're only not that active.
Wait, how many people are on our side?
There's six. You're the one.
6v6.
The dark gray is
Alex. Can I try something that has a really low chance of working?
Sure.
Show those really cool orbs I have.
Yeah, what about them?
Stealing people.
Yes, actually, the complex form of kidnapping.
Okay. Which team? Which guy are you gonna hit with an orb?
Wait, which one's on
our
side?
You're rolling with the initiative. The darker gray is on your side.
Like, hey, I'm just gonna walk
up
and just.
So you know our hour long episodes. Are we supposed to split them into 30-minute parts?
No.
Not. We don't have to do that until we get
until we get an offer.
Big.
Oh, okay. Okay. Because I was about to split the episode.
All right. So.
Oh, also, I did get till
wait,
5.
Why are these people still here? Yeah, I'm supposed to be.
Oh my god. Yes.
So we can record more episodes if we want.
We're gonna play Smash Tournament after this, we're not live streaming because not enough people watch this stupid freaking podcast. So, what's going on? If you guys make me roll for initiative for 12 people, I'm going to be angry.
Roll.
Hey, I'm going to go and say, hey, guys, what I tell you.
Yo,
you've got no respect for us. Roll for charisma.
Jaden.
What's the
7. I have no reason to listen to you. You are the least threatening person. And he's going to point at the Xanathar Guild members. These guys are considerably more of an issue than you. Okay.
I'm gonna go use my charisma and be like, yeah, but you'll stop for me or something like that. Or
you'll stop for me, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Ashes gray. Show him that skin. Again. Roll for persuasion.
No, not like that.
Roll for persuasion.
I want to intimidate them into stopping.
Okay, roll. It doesn't matter. You have to say.
Oh. I'm using intimidation. I have a +5, so.
Okay, that's good.
24. Yeah,
okay, so with that, they'll just stop. You'll, okay. And then the Xanathar Guild members go, let's get out of here. These guys are a waste of time. And then all six of them are just going to
baffle that. I told you I was a good idea to bring along.
I,
go,
I guess, thanks.
I didn't want to do it in a seductive way. You guys crazy?
Will you stop for me?
Well, I guess if you go talk to that dude again, he'll probably give you something.
Ian, will you stop for me?
Alright, let's
go back to the
bar. And then he'll go, hey, so I'll let you know if you ever need some help from us. Sometimes tell us because we're not very available.
And then he'll leave.
So yeah, I did it.
Yo, why am I getting PlayStation invitations from Michaela?
Okay.
And Seth.
Let's cut back to
Seth.
How's the scheme? How's the scheme?
He has a PlayStation now.
No, we're on our way to our mission.
No, like my little brother's friend.
Guys,
so you guys, you're gonna watch. You're just gonna watch the dudes for an hour.
Any.
Okay, what's the area set up like?
It's not. There's nothing in particular. You guys are just gonna be watching four dudes do their job to make sure
they're literally
go after them.
Okay, so these people.
We're doing a thing.
Okay.
Yeah. So right now we're just. You guys are. Gonna,
I'm literally just gonna be flying above them looking for any.
Yeah.
Like,
so you guys
that look
describe to me how you would watch over these four kind of like not really janitors, just like kind of city workers doing their job.
I'm
in
gonna
the field
go over this bar, right?
What? No, you guys are out of town, like, cleaning roads and stuff, and you guys are watching to make sure they don't get attacked.
Well, is there any benches on the side of the road?
Not really.
Because I was going to say, I would just sit on a bench and just kind of look at them, like...
Okay, so
I wouldn't hover around them, but I would keep an eye on them.
Okay, what would you do?
I would, like, fly around the area looking for any, like, potential people that look like they would want to hurt these guys.
Okay, Ezra, how would you watch?
I'd, follow and make sure no one's, you know... trying to get
kind of just stand among them.
Yeah.
Okay, Caleb, what would you do?
I'm just, so they're walking, right?
Standing
yeah, they're just
kind of
like walking down the road
concealed.
And they sweep up. Because
you're 2'11".
I'm just going to kind of walk around like with my bow kind of just out.
Yeah, just run, yeah. So an hour goes by, just kind of looking and stuff. In the end, you guys both get about 1 GP and 50 silver each just for the one day. Mm-hmm. It wasn't that long, and the hour passes by. This is over the same time you guys were fighting.
Pencil, y'all,
so I'm assuming
how
that
much
you're gonna go
silver did we get?
A 50 no. silver.
I have 51 silver.
Hey guys, I'm assuming
I have
that's
100 silver.
Is that
you
guys, I'm assuming you guys get your
that?
Money.
Yeah, I didn't know anything. So how much
I
money did
no,
we?
No, wait. How much did we?
You
get?
Guys each get 10 GP.
Okay.
How much do I get extra if I stay longer?
What? No, you don't get any more money. It's only now. They only clean one road.
I got 20
hour,
GP
so.
Now.
I have 35.
What is the exchange rate for silver?
I have
one silver is worth. Wait, are like you think like silver to gold or gold to silver?
Silver.
It's
gold.
100 silver is worth, I think 10 gold or 10 silver is worth 1 gold, right?
No, it's 100 silver is worth 1 gold.
Oh, like Terraria.
And
okay.
And 50 silver is worth like 1 electrum or something, isn't it?
No.
It's 100 silver is
it's
1
electrum.
100 silver is 1 electrum. 100 and electrum is 1 gold. 100 gold is 1 platinum.
Yeah, it's based off of increments of 100.
Yeah. So
can I have the pencil?
That's it's like Terraria.
Okay.
Yep. So that's just a bunch of side quests and stuff. Yeah. So now you guys are all back at your house. You all done your kind of jobs for the day.
Did we get the bed frames?
Yeah, the bed frames are all kind of just like stacked and wrapped
can
with a note. Thanks for your time and the money. And with a smiley face written on it.
Yeah. I'm going to take my bed frame and put it in my room.
Can I go back to Steam and steal?
It's pretty
why?
Late.
It's
pretty late,
it's pretty late at night. They're just cleaning up shop when you walk in.
I want to buy a signal whistle.
Wait, do we have mattresses?
was just about to
ask. We can deal with that tomorrow.
Jesus.
We can just sleep on the bed frame.
I like how instead of like role playing, you're like, guys, we don't have mattresses.
What are we doing? We're sleeping on metal bed frames.
Scratch that. Did anybody one get signal whistle and
you guys have bed frames for the whole party.
Neat.
And, so I just get out my bedroll.
You know, by signal whistle, how much does that cost?
One signal whistle is like 5 CP.
Probably. It's just a single whistle, and it's like, okay, I guess I'll...
That way you can call the police.
This is kind of... Wait, and what?
That way you
and a bag of bearings.
A bag of ball bearings?
Yes.
Well, the ball bearings are kind of... okay, how much do they cost?
They cost... For a bag of 1,000, it's 1 GP.
Okay.
Why do you need 1,000 ball bearings?
You'll figure it out later.
He's just gonna go,
How much do nails cost there?
I'm gonna be honest with you, he's gonna rest his hand... He's gonna rest his, like kind of, like, flaming hand on your shoulder. You're kind of sketchy right now. Roll for charisma.
How much 30? Do you have in charisma?
Yeah, just roll for charisma. I think he's like plus one or something.
Ezra.
Charisma.
I have plus four to persuasion and intimidation.
Ezra.
Charisma is plus one. Roll for persuasion. Why am I so sketchy?
Because you buy 30 javelins, like 1,000 ball bearings, and a signal whistle.
I wonder what you're planning on doing with that.
18, okay. 19. What do you tell him? What do you tell him?
I say it's for a project I'm working on.
Yeah, school, right? And you'll just tap your shoulder.
For school.
That's right. You're like 2 feet.
I'm a school child. When the fucking 2 foot person buys 1,000 ball bearings.
30 javelins and a signal whistle. So so you subtract your money and leave. So what would you guys kind of do in the night?
Just I want to check the library.
So I want to go back down rest. To the basement.
Yeah, yes. So where
and then go for a long rest.
You'll go to your respective rooms. Hey, you're in the basement, right?
Busy yeah, knocking.
We all took our bed frames to this.
And then go.
I'm busy knocking down my wall.
Check to make sure this chair is still spinning.
Actually, no. Yeah, I was gonna say when you walk into the room, this chair is just like lodged in the corner of the room, like not like really pressed in. It's just like in a
floating.
At like a 45 degree angle, just pressed against the corner of the room.
In like the ceiling.
In the ceiling.
She's like, are you sure about that?
Okay. I'm gonna have to get this fixed after a while.
Yeah, you guys.
We're gonna have to call a priest.
Okay, I go over and I just grab it again and I start pulling it.
Yeah, so the chair, like, it feels weird. It's like really, it's not really, it's kind of like if you were trying to drag a chair through honey. It's not like someone's pulling back, it just has like a lot of resistance and you just slowly press it down and it just stays there.
Okay, and then I bring it up to my room. I say out loud, okay, you have lost chair privileges.
And with that, the chair is just gonna suddenly lose all of its resistance. Actually, roll for charisma first. It is gonna be pretty easy, but just roll for charisma. 12, yeah, 14. So with that, the chair just loses all of its like resistance and you just carry it.
I'll give this back to you tomorrow.
Okay. Chair privileges.
So what I'm going to be
basically this ghost
I'm just imagining this is my head, just Peyton grabbing the chair.
Yeah, so guys, describe to me when you see Peyton is just angrily dragging his chair upstairs.
Oh my god, what the frick are you doing with that chair?
Why do you need to know?
Roll for charisma!
No, yeah, I'm not to roll
Alex,
for anything.
Alex,
yeah.
So what I'm doing upstairs, so I brought my bed frame and Jaden's.
We all brought
bed
our bed frames.
Yeah, we all
brought
the bed
them
frames.
Up to the attic. I brought Jaden's too.
Okay, all the bed frames are already placed and stuff. I'm assuming he gives you a mattress with it, right?
Cough. I don't sleep. Cough.
What are you?
He meditates.
I'm a grand.
What are you
up.
Doing
I sit
your
there
meditation?
Yeah,
meditation.
Everybody takes a long rest. I was thinking what happens in the long rest.
I'm gonna go.
I wasn't gonna
So now it's daytime.
Do not do that. Everyone's trying to. Okay, so what would you guys? So do you want to knock down the wall during the long rest or before it?
I don't want to knock down the wall. All you
don't,
have to do is
we
make
just
a door.
Got the house
probably a door
up.
There already.
There's no door there. It's just like
all you
like,
have to do is make a small door, but get the contract.
Like,
you got to do it that way. You don't break
the wall.
I have a bigger room.
My unseen servant to do it.
It's gone now. It's been like 8 hours.
No, like tomorrow. Therefore, my unseen servant can't die if the wall falls on him.
Hey, I'll spill slots are back.
Alright, so now I grab the chair and I go back to the
basement. Joke's on you, I didn't
expend
any.
And I put it back in the basement.
What do you
slot? Okay, I'm paying. I also forgot to mention, he did give you split armor along with that. The 10 GP that you got.
He gave
you
splint.
He'll go, yeah, if you keep this up, we'll be going somewhere. And he'll give you the splint armor, so.
Alex, we're about to
go back there
minutes.
Again.
What?
Do you have to go back there again?
No, no. I just forgot to mention Michael Smith.
So wait.
I'm gonna go out in the morning early and go watch.
That's a library slash study. What's that? What's the status of that?
Well, that is a
that's what I'm gonna be spending most of
kind
time.
Of almost mystic kind of being. You can read books and stuff there. Like, you, or yeah. So you wanna go in there?
Yeah.
I asked Jaden to bring me back.
This is during his 4 extra hours of long rest because
your guys' long rest is 8 minus 4.
So while you're sleeping, you kind of enter the store, and the person is also a half elf. Wait, is she? Give me a second.
You said she was Dragonborn, right?
Ah, maybe. Yeah, it is a Dragonborn. I'm sorry. Never mind. So that person is a Dragonborn, and you're gonna walk in, and this person just kind of, the Dragonborn is just kind of like in the corner reading a book, you know, slowly.
Hey, who folded up that thing there?
You wanna say? She doesn't notice when you're,
can you hand that to
she
him?
She or he.
Alright, so, I don't know if I have.
Alex, wanna put this next to my bag?
Oh, it's Jen, okay, yeah, it's he. So,
I have torches. I have an idea.
You're taking a long rest right now. I'm letting Jane do something that's extra hours.
Nope. I only sleep 4 hours. That's my long rest.
Okay, so, yeah, he's just reading his book. And you walk in.
I'm on.
He doesn't notice you. He's just reading.
I'm going to approach him and say hi, honestly.
No, that is
the Dragonborn and the bookworm.
He left the house and went to.
Yeah, because he doesn't have to take a full long rest.
He looks up. What are you doing here? It looks at imaginary clock. Just sitting out. Yeah, I don't. It's pretty late in the night, don't you think?
I know. I can't go to bed without a good book, though.
Okay. Well.
Give me book.
Lucky for you, he's just gonna extend his arm and show you that we've got lots of books.
I'm wondering if you have anything on the history of Waterdeep.
Oh, sure we do. We've got lots of that, and he's just gonna take you over to the section. And it's kind of like a library where as long as you don't leave with the book, you're fine. It's just, a big section of kind of books and stuff. It vary from, like, when it was made, what are the big freaking statues for, stuff like that.
Yeah.
Anything. Just describe to me what you would want to learn about Waterdeep that doesn't give you a statistical advantage.
Seduce me.
Like, you can't just be like, oh, yeah, tell me where the main building is and stuff like that. That'd be stupid.
Lyle's trying to seduce me.
No, I'm not.
Weird.
No, I'm not.
You guys are sleeping.
Two things
I want to learn is,
dude,
like,
quit throwing
what
stuff
the districts
at me.
Are.
There's a few districts.
Because as far as I know, I don't know what a bunch of the districts are.
Okay, so.
My guy doesn't
so
know.
So, you're gonna find, guess what? Volo's Guide to Waterdeep.
Wow!
Which is a whole section in the book.
Oh my god.
So you're gonna read through it. You're gonna learn about the wards and kind of what's associated with them. Like, Castle Ward being kind of money and stuff, and, like, rich people, and, like, I'll send you
pictures.
You're
gonna learn about me!
Yeah, lots of stuff. You're not in the book. It's just history.
I'm a noble, okay?
I don't care. I'll tell you all the Okay, we've got North Ward.
Why am I not in the book? The world of
so
walls
we've got North
character.
Ward, Castle Ward, Trains Ward, Southern Ward, Duck Ward, City of the Dead, and that's it. That's just kind of how it is.
Alright, and probably the second thing I want to learn is, like, just the general history of how the town was founded.
That's, okay.
You don't have to explain that to me. That's what my
character knows. Yes, your character will know that.
Yeah.
I'll probably post on Patreon or something pictures of, like, each individual page for that, you know, so you guys can read it yourself. Anyway.
Also.
Yeah, so your character kind of knows. He's
not, revolves around.
I'll give you this. Now you get. I'll give you +2 on history checks involving Waterdeep.
Okay.
Write that down, please.
Okay, second thing, though. Or third thing. Can I give the man a gold?
219.
For, like, letting me read there? At, like, an absurdly loud, late time.
Anyway. Thanks much. And, this person, he's pretty much the equivalent of The Walking Dead. Oh, this person will remember. No, not The Walking Dead. The game
Telltale.
Thing. Telltale. Just blank will remember that. Rochelle will remember that. So, yeah, he'll appreciate
Telltale.
That greatly.
Well, rest in peace.
If you want to come by and learn anything, just tell me.
Yeah.
I also sell a lot of spells and stuff. Seems to be that you're kind of interested in that.
I am.
Yeah. I can copy down spells, but not a very cheap thing because, you know, spells.
I can sit on that.
Day yet.
We kind of have to, episode's ending near.
I'm probably going to go home and sleep because I don't know how long you've read before, but.
You already slept, you read for about 4 hours.
Yeah.
Which is why you get +1 in history checks involving Waterdeep.
Plus one or plus two? Plus two. Go get breakfast for us all before we all wake up. Get Chick-fil-A, Jaden. You know what? I'd say, so I go down to the basement with the chair.
Yeah.
And ten torches.
Just wait.
And I...
Who said, why you have 10 torches?
I just start with 10 torches.
Oh, okay.
Okay, I go down to the basement, and I bring the chair. I'm like, okay, I'm back.
Okay.
And I... Is there anything else you want? And just make it... Make an image of what you want with the torches.
Ooh. Give me a second.
They all start on fire.
Jesus. It's a big old corpse from the fire. You have lost penis privilege. You took away my chair. I'm going to take your penis.
Your genital privileges have been revoked. Penis privileges.
Okay, so just kind of like a picture of a floor plan of almost the tavern appears, but except for instead of it being kind of all thrown apart, it shows it in a well working condition, pretty much. Yeah.
So he wants it brought back to full
business. Yeah.
Inform Jaden of this so Jaden can start construction on this.
Yeah, you guys. I like the note. No one's in the question. The fact that Peyton always goes down to the basement to talk to the chair.
I assumed it was mentally unstable a long time ago.
Okay, so I go find Jen. Like, hey Jen, come downstairs. No reason.
Hey, can I come?
No, it's only Jen.
Get so you guys are gonna go downstairs and talk to the chair.
Oh yeah, I forgot. I'm with Caleb.
Caleb, what are you guys gonna do in your room? You gonna play cards?
Yeah.
Nothing gay?
Yeah.
Game of Three Dragon Ante, because I have a Three Dragon Ante set. Oh,
you guys gonna roll luck to see who wins Three Dragon Ante?
Sure.
Yeah.
Roll
100. Isn't Three Dragon Ante
100?
Pretty much. Oh yeah, you guys can each just roll a d20 three times. Whoever gets 2 out of 3 wins.
Or if you're cool like that, 3 d20s.
And at the same time,
so I rolled a 3.
I rolled a 6, so that's round 1. Roll 2. I'm rolling.
8.
1. Okay. Round 3.
This is for all the marbles.
9.
That's 9.
5. Ooh.
Yeah! Nobody got double digits in there.
And wins triple dragon ante.
Yay!
I'm going back to that, Caleb. Just yelling in pain.
So, alright, so.
Caleb's gonna rage and go to sleep.
And then they're gonna accidentally fire.
Just fire an arrow across the room.
Oh my bad, it's okay, sticking out of my neck.
Okay, so I'm gonna make my way down from the attic to the first floor.
Okay.
And then I smell smoke, so I'm gonna go check out where it's coming from.
Okay.
It's the basement.
So you're gonna go in the basement with
Why is
Jim.
It? There's no smoke in the basement.
It's a torch!
There's a torch! In a wooden building!
Yeah,
they're not
I never
on.
Said they were on. Never said they were
oh,
on.
Oh, okay.
They were just kind of like
stakes. Oh, okay. Well, no, the imitation I got was he lit all 10 of them and then
no.
he was making images out of the smoke.
No.
Yeah,
he was making
okay.
images
I
out of the stakes planted in the
I got room. Images. He was making images out of
okay.
fire.
Okay, Lyle, what do you want to do?
The big ol'
so
fire.
So, I'm gonna go downstairs. I'm gonna go try to find Jaden and say, hey, Jaden, can you help me knocking out this? Can you help knock out this wall?
Okay, Ezra, what do you want to do? You're right now in your spire. It's a little chilly, I'd say, because, you know, it's cold.
We should probably buy you heated blankets.
I'm just going to go to Steam and steal him for...
You're going to just chill there trying to make...
Post up at Steam and steal. And then the people that work there are just
gonna
be
going
like...
to Steam and steal again.
Okay, well, so...
I'm going to let them play out.
Okay, so you guys are going to go... Jaden, you're going to go down with Peyton into the basement.
He wants to us to refurnish the entire thing and get it working.
Again.
And also sell beer.
Ale.
As a fun fact, I discussed this with Loikrin earlier. I was planning on doing about the same thing. Because I don't know if you know, but are you aware how much money a ghost bartender can make?
On my way out of
for
the building.
For his ghost friends. No. Think about it, Kat. What tavern in Waterdeep has a ghost bartender?
He's stuck in the basement, though. No, he's went out before, yeah.
None of them. We'll be the first and only.
And with that, the torches are just gonna light up and then extinguish right after.
I'm just gonna, like, I'm gonna be upstairs, like...
I think that's... Yes.
I'm gonna be upstairs cooking
ghost,
a slab of meat.
Ghost
I'm just gonna
for 100.
Alright, so I pick up the torches and I go back out.
I'm gonna be upstairs cooking a slab of meat, and I'm just gonna look over and I see them two coming up out of the basement with like 10 torches.
No, can I still be down there?
Yeah.
Alright, cool. I'm gonna check to see what's in my
inventory.
Hold on.
With my torches.
On my way out of the
I
house.
Wanna go
to wait,
you know what? I'm a bard, so I should provide entertainment.
Who is the carpenter shop?
Ben Nail.
Yeah, the Ben Nail.
Jaden.
On my way out of the
You guys
house.
Also do realize it's like very late.
Oh my
god. Right
no, it's morning now.
Oh.
Yeah, that's why I'm
on my way
out.
Just like, where are my documents at, Jaden?
Oh yeah, so Jaden, wait, what documents do you have again?
The documents on like.
Okay.
Who lived there and stuff.
Jaden, so yeah, he's gonna give you a piece of paper with who that ghost is.
And I'm gonna just continue to leave.
Okay, so I guess you're gonna
I'm going down.
Wait, did you give me the piece of paper or the entire stack?
The whole stack of paper.
Okay,
we're at 50 minutes.
Yeah. Well, thanks. Yeah, we could just close it here.
Yeah,
well, actually,
I want to go buy a table from.
I was going down to Jaden to ask if he can help me knock out the said wall.
Yeah.
Well, I'm taking care of the bar first.
Yeah, where we're going to leave off. So let's leave off with you guys buying tables and stuff.
How much is it?
First,
no, I'm buying a table to put in the basement.
Just one big table.
Just a regular circular table to put in the basement.
That's like
Jason,
10. That's like 10 silver.
I'm gonna buy a rope, shovel, and a sack.
Why not? I'm busy though.
Why? Okay, we'll have to end it here. Lyle, anything you want? Okay, anyone want to say anything before we end the episode?
Well, I don't know. I was about to say subscribe. That's another thing.
I know what I'm doing.
Subscribe to the YouTube channel.
Subscribe.
I
know what I'm doing.
Like and follow.
I'm currently preparing to knock down the
support our patron.
Yeah.
Join the Discord. It's pretty lit, fam.
It is pretty chill.
Even though no one ever goes on it anymore.
I just don't go on it as much because there's no reason for me to. That's why you should join.
Yeah, make it more interesting.
Also, yeah, dude, check out our...
Lyle,
yeah,
stop.
Lyle, why not?
Why would you do that?
So, like, people are just gonna... Duh, 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 like, lie,
it's like, imagine if I go like this.
Yeah, just press on your... Yeah, don't tap on the microphone, dude.
Except with Lyle.
Yeah, that was almost as bad as trying to deep throat the microphone like in last episode.
Thanks for listening. See you guys.
Peace.
Yeah, I went like this.
Oh, yeah.
Bye.
Understand that there are laws, and this is a functioning
Someone
town.
Knocks on the door.